Item 6, from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, requesting authorization to accept a donation from Mr. Richard Edelman of a steel sculpture entitled Sundial to be installed in Berner Botanical Gardens in Whitnall Park.
Schlesinger, welcome.
Good morning, Chairman, Supervisors. We've been approached by a metal sculptor, Richard Edelman. He's local metal sculptor, and he is interested in donating a piece of his artwork to Berner Botanical Gardens to be installed there to honor the garden's 75th anniversary. They are traditional landscape pieces, art pieces. Even though it's called sundial, it actually is not calibrated as a true sundial. It's to represent a sundial. And one of the features of it is that you, because of the movement of the sun, you get the shadows, et cetera, that interpret time. So we are asking for your approval to accept this donation of art from Mr. Edelman.
Questions by committee members?
Move for approval.
A motion to approve from Supervisor Rainey. Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Sherman. I'm always interested in new art installations. This one's intriguing. Just again, but we saw the design, potential design of the new War Memorial Art Museum features. This is a very different form of design that we need not go into right now. But thinking more down to earth about this, how is this sculpture going to be maintained? Will it require maintenance? Eventually, things probably will need maintaining about it. So is that ours? Is it yours? Is it the Friends of Berner?
We're assuming the responsibility of supervisor and chairman that both the Friends and the county will assume responsibility for maintenance and care of the sculpture.
This might be an appropriate time for me to interject the fact that with the disbandment of the Public Art Committee as a cost savings measure apparently by the executive, a few years back, we now have no way of passing assessment on the qualitative aspects of work that's being donated to our county. That is troubling. We had a mechanism in place in the Public Art Committee. It functioned very well, and it was also responsible for the long-term maintenance of the work that has been placed primarily in our park system. Absent that, we find ourselves in a position. I got a call this week from a retired professor, UWM professor Joe Mangiamelli, who's an architecture professor and sculptor, who wanted, he is now 91 years old, he wanted to donate a piece of work that he thought would be nicely placed near Discovery World on the lakefront, where all sculptors, of course, would prefer their work be. I anticipate that we're going to have continuing offers to contribute, not unlike this and others, and foresee the need in the absence of the Public Art Committee to establish a vetting body that, and Director Dargle and I have talked about this, we're going to have to come up with something, and I'd encourage my colleagues to give some thought to that and perhaps we can put that in the form of a resolution or, you know, but right now we had talked about the possibility of CAMPAC, but CAMPAC really focuses on the performing arts rather than the visual arts, and I think what we need here is a body with some expertise in the visual arts, perhaps drawn from MIAD, UWM's art department, you know, that kind of thing, and put together a panel that would make an appropriate assessment of the quality of work before we find ourselves burdening our parks not only with work of inferior quality but also the possibility of the long-term maintenance costs that would inevitably be involved in that. Right now, with the absence of the Public Art Committee and no replacement for that, the costs of maintenance are going to fall on our park system. We have a major piece by a Japanese artist whose name is escaping me at the moment, but in Lincoln Park, that was a result of the construction of the swimming pool there. eventually, when that needs maintenance, it's going to fall through our park system that is, as we all know, stretched way too thin already. So I'd encourage folks to think about that and perhaps devise a replacement body for the public art committee. That said, you know, sorry to be so long-winded, are there other questions by committee members regarding this particular piece? We have a motion to approve. If there is no further discussion, please call the roll.
Supervisors Rainey.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Staskunis.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend adoption of item 6 prevails.
Mr. Wickenhauser, I'd like to, do you foresee a need to go into closed session? Okay, then we're going to have to, I'm afraid, hold it until I was trying to get you in and out. Okay.